infancy is a very good state to return to from time to time. This is said in the knowledge that in the beginning of everyone's life, one is in a state not only of receptivity, but also in a condition from which an intuitive questioning openly presents itself. In my understanding, the infant state encapsulates a dormant state of radicality. My reasoning, therefore, is that we need to return to the state of infancy at critical points, that is, in our lives, in order to pursue and advance new concepts from which new paradigms are able to emerge. So what am I saying is this: to be radical is to become a baby. That is always to go back to the beginning. Don't try to sum up what has been done, although we're often guilty of that, and I am also. And of course I speak, but I really speak as an artist. Each work is a new beginning. It is true, I admit, that a difficulty arises in the case of one's memory. But I think that, paradoxically, is part of creativity and what has been called the innocent eye, that feeling of moving into the territory of knowing nothing. That the idea of nothing is not possible simply means that we are in a state of nothing where memory has become the simulacrum, according to Deleuze, that is, within which the humanetic function of interpretation meets the intuitive sense of knowledge. This process is probably best described by the term deconstruction, because deconstructive thinking has entered our consciousness, we are now able to realize that documentary evidence, which involves interpretation and representation, cannot, in a month of Sundays, disclose the sense of reality that we may hope to find. In fact, it is best not to do so, because this invariably means we arrive at something quite false. Maybe remains perhaps only as a glorified representation. My own thinking follows this course of deconstructive thinking precisely because I want to avoid conclusions like the plague. That is, there is no end, no finality, not even in life, to the work of imagination and creativity, and answers rest in the poetic statement or expression. Action Space was begun in this fashion, an innocence, an infancy of creativity, a new beginning outside the systems of authority. The Imaginative Eye project is also similar in its deviation from the norm, a process which involves a dissatisfaction with live art and performance art and harkens back to the infancy of inquiry, re-evaluation, and the attempt to readjust a view of cultural development to move into stepping into the brink of chaos, where a radicality might possibly emerge. As we move forward, we also move backwards on the swings of consciousness. We seek to take small steps, to be ungrandiose, to be simply to the point of incomprehensibility, to be at risk. I had no notion that Action Space of this 1968 beginning would lead anywhere that was known, but arrive finally at what is now known as community art. However, hidden in Action Space, deep inside the consciousness and some of the practicalities, was the beginning of an idea of live art performance. What became more powerful, and yes, this did become more powerful and important to me, was the imaginative and creative force of the new paradigm of performance without script. Without script, within the everyday occurrence. In fact, an infancy of new performance. The imaginative eye, hopefully, is still in its infancy in an innocence of thinking philosophically, as it is a toddler on first walking. The steps are uncertain and likewise exploring new dimensions in space, sound, texture, light and colour. Connections still have to be made, not only on the above spatial elements, but also in the idea of time, duration, scale and composition, all of which require the engagements of intuitive skills, not simply the tools of the trade, because art remains out of reach of manipulative management, out of reach also of documentation, yet in the reach of hermeneutics, where the sense of being flies beyond that which can be pinned down like a dead butterfly, explained perhaps by the word Einfühlung, feeling into the self of the other, or to quote Heidegger, in thinking being come to language. Language is the sense or the house of being. In its home, man dwells. I would say that in its dwelling we must remain and return constantly to the infant state of the other. I should not stop here. I need to give account of what Levinas said of art. That is, all art is ultimately musical. To continue in paraphrase, it depends on rhythm to produce a state of intoxication in which distinction between subject and object, and subject and subject, dissolve into impersonality and anonymity. The time of a dream, a between time. Also an arrest of time. He also emphasizes the term intellectualist in order to engage with reality as well as to engage with critical exegesis. But this must not give way to the promotion of a political, social or social thesis. There is another world of reality without world. Think of the technique in a silent film of a close-up that isolates the naked nape of the neck from the real world in which it is the bearer of that world's burdens. We might also take something from the double-entry bookkeeping that reveals more about spent money, in that a double entry of art seen in reverse, as we do with the simulacrum, brings forth a multitude of shadows. A multitude of shadows, and something of which we can make sense of reality. I think that remains as a question.